Appreciate the Lord allowing us to be here in the house of God tonight. Amen. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we could be in jail or we could be in hell. But thank God, amen, we're here in the house of God. And I appreciate you, amen, from the depths of my heart. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. Well, ain't it a blessing that the Lord lay on my heart a 15-minute message?
Hallelujah.
I won't need this. Amen. I just want to talk to you out of a scripture here in the book of Proverbs chapter number 10. Proverbs chapter number 10. And I thank the Lord for the good day. I tell you what, I want to commend you. Amen. This morning, there was probably not much less people here this morning than's here right now. And I want to commend you for coming and being in the services. And it's a blessing to be a part, have a small part in these services. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 10, and look at verse number 22. And let me just exhort to you just a minute. Amen. The Bible says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." The blessing of the Lord. I tell you what, thank God for the blessing of the Lord. Thank God for the blessing of being saved.
Amen.
Now, if you was to look at me and Sister Rose's bank accounts, you would not be impressed. I have no CDs. I have no IRAs. I have no retirement. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I ain't trying to make you feel sorry for me, man. I have no retirement. I have $150,000 of life insurance that my wife could cash in on me, amen. So I am more productive dead than alive. So there's no way that I could ever say that I'm financially rich or secure. But I'm glad because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm rich in Him tonight. And it's the blessing of the Lord. Let me give you, some of you think, because me and Brother Tim and the other preachers, amen, give you what most people consider the negative side. And you've got to see yourself lost. You've got to see yourself as a sinner. He come to save sinners. That's the only people He saves, amen, sinners. But let me give you, amen, if you want to say the positive side of it, amen, and tell you about the blessing of the Lord and about being saved. I'm rich in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 12, the Bible says the Lord is rich to all them that call upon Him. Do you want to be rich? Do you want to be rich in the Lord Jesus Christ? Then He's rich to all them. I'm talking about riches that this world cannot imagine. Riches beyond anything that you could ever hope for. But I'm going to tell you, this world and the people of this world will do anything and everything for the almighty dollar. And they lose out and end up, brother, being a pauper when they die and go to hell. But the Bible says, everyone that calls upon the Lord, He's rich to them, thank God. The Bible tells us, what are you rich in, God? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 4. I'm glad that God is rich in mercy. David, he's rich in mercy, thank God. You know why Brother Dale sits here in the back of this sanctuary? You know why Brother Rose stands in the poor and probably a studying contrast, even though both of us was wicked, ungodly, filthy sinners. But you know why we stand here tonight? It ain't because of our goodness. It's because we've got a good God. And God was rich in mercy. Not to people that were good people, But God was rich to show mercy to sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Stephen, what a good God we've got tonight. Thank God. I'm so glad for that. Amen. I'm a rich man tonight. Hallelujah. I'm rich. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 7, it tells us about the riches of His grace. And I tell you what, how you going to improve on that? Hallelujah, Brother John Mark, amen. You may not have a lot of money. You and your wife, amen, may not enjoy a lot of good things. But I'm telling you tonight, Nathan, when a person gets saved by the grace of God, this world cannot surpass that, amen. I'm going to tell you, this world has no holds bar on what a saint of God knows tonight about being rich in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus, amen. I wish the world could open up my heart and see what the Lord has done for me and how He's changed my life and changed my direction and given me new desires and given me a new devotion. Hallelujah, Brother Dan. I'm telling you, thank God. Listen, friend, I can identify with you. Nobody thought I was lost. Nobody thought I was hell bound. But God in His mercy come my way to somebody that never missed church, never missed a meeting, amen. And God showed up on my doorstep and God showed me I was lost, amen, and saved my never dying soul. And you say, you ought not to get excited about it. I tell you what, people ought to get real excited about being saved.
Amen,
because I'm rich tonight. I'm rich, amen, hallelujah. You say, how do you know that? My Father's a king, amen. Yes, amen. My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in His hands. Praise His wonderful name, amen. Now, my dad physically, unfortunately, is in a nursing home or assisted living. But I'm not talking about him. I've got a heavenly Father that owns it all, amen. Hallelujah. And everything that He owns, hallelujah. Guess what? I'm on the inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm on the inheritance. I'm in the will. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what a will is? To open up a testament. When the person dies, the benefactors get the testament. We got two of them, amen, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, friend, hey, I'm telling you, my father died on an old Roman cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And the testament's been opened to me. So I'm just waiting to gain all my inheritance, amen. Heaven's my home. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. It's good to be saved.
Yes.
I don't know why everybody don't want to be saved.
Right.
But a lot of people don't. I'm talking about the riches of God's grace. The Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 8:9. The Bible says, for ye know of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that how He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be made rich. I'm rich tonight. I stand here, amen. These ain't new clothes. These ain't new shoes. These ain't new suit pants. And ain't new shirt. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I stand clothed, like the preachers already talked about, in His righteousness. Garments, hallelujah, of glory. That, listen, God gave to me when He saved me by the grace of God. And he's made me rich because of his mercy. He's made me rich because of his grace. He's made me rich because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And hallelujah, the Bible tells us in closing, the Bible says, you say, is that enough? The Bible tells me, amen, Ephesians 3:8, that there's unsearchable riches of Christ. Listen, you can't imagine, amen, the unsearchable riches of Christ. So the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. There's people here that your life is causing nothing but grief and sorrow. But I'm telling you about one, and we've done heard about one, Jesus Christ being manifested through his word. You say, is there any way out of my grief and sorrow? It's through Jesus. Amen. It's through Jesus. We're not trying to trick you. We're not trying to coax you into some form of religion or some fashion of religion. But I'm telling you, in by him, through the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the very way to God. And it's the way to heaven. And it's the way to eternal life. And without him, it's eternal death. And that same death, the sad thing of it is, that same death that he suffered and died and became sin for you, the price has already been paid. Now, if I can't reason with you, God already paid the price for your sin. And I'm not trying to be unkind, but if you die and go to hell, you every bit deserve to go there. Because he's did everything that could be done that you might receive mercy, grace, and unsearchable riches. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Why don't you get right with God? If not tonight, if he's beckoning, you better seek and search for him. But during this week, why don't you get right with God before it's everlasting too late? That's an exhortation.
Say to God, don't